Each year with the Collision Project, students from around the metro area explore a classic text under the guidance of renowned playwright and writer Pearl Clegg. This summer, the students are studying John Steinbeck's novel, The Grapes of Wrath. What made you choose that story?
It's such a classic American novel. It's a great novel, but it's also so relevant to what's happening today. The questions of poverty, the questions of homeless families, the questions of the environment, all of those things are so present right now that it just seemed like a natural to kind of ask these young people to look at this text and then from there filter and understand the world around you. Every day we have discussion about the questions raised in the text, and I give them a writing assignment every day. And they have to write it right there in the room where we are and hand it to me. So I take everything that they've written, take it home with me for a marathon weekend, and from what they've written, shape a script. I don't write anything. None of the language belongs to me. It's all written by them.
On the surface, one might say, okay, this doesn't reflect an African-American, a Hispanic, fill in the blank. But you go so far above and delve so much deeper into the human experience.
Exactly.
That's part of it.
And the Americanness of that story. This story took place in a specific time in the history of our country. And the diversity of the group, I think, makes it very interesting because part of what we do is try to make them take ownership of their country. They are just coming to the age where they can vote. They're just coming of the age where they realize that in addition to having to be a good student, you've also got to be a good citizen. And what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of your responsibility for other people? We also have been very conscious of not only looking at diversity in terms of racial diversity in the group and religious diversity in the group, but we're also very conscious of economic diversity, so that when we talk about the Jode family, it's not like here's a group of privileged children looking at some poor people from a distance. There's a lot of children that we are serving who are not so secure economically. These are hard times in America.
Theater as social activism.
Exactly. Because that book survives for a reason. The fact that The Grapes of Wrath is something that people still read now, the fact that it became a play, the fact that Bruce Springsteen and others have written wonderful songs about the Jode family, that there is a reason for that. And I think it is because it touches us in ways that we're not anticipating, because unless you are confronting poverty yourself, often it's the last thing on your mind, and you are susceptible to people telling you that if people are poor, it's their fault.
Last year, you had the students explore the Emancipation Proclamation and the Gettysburg Address. How does this year's project differ using fiction rather than historic texts?
It's very different, and we've talked about that. I think that one of the things that's so different is when you look at the Emancipation Proclamation and you look at the Civil War, you can say, okay, that was a terrible struggle, but right prevailed. Our country did the right thing. We outlawed slavery. So that there's an optimism at the end of that process because you say, okay, good people came together and we won. We did the right thing. When you look at The Grapes of Wrath and you look at poverty, there's many issues in that book, but poverty is the thing that strikes people the most. We have not, as a country, figured out how to address poverty in a real way. That makes it a much more challenging experience for us trying to guide these young people into a feeling of their own power, because we certainly don't want to send them out into the world feeling cynical and overwhelmed and powerless, so that we have to really figure out a way to let them understand that we're not expecting you to figure out a way to fix poverty in America at the end of 3 weeks. But what we do want you to have is empathy.